So, yay. Oh, my voice is a little messed up. Whoa. It's the sound of, I guess, heavy parting. But I am going to talk about a few things that happened last night, not in order. The one that stands out the most to me right now is when we went to go eat at DuPar's in Farmer's Market, which is, I guess, kind of like an old diner type place, but it's open 24 hours. So I've never been there. I've lived here all my life. So I was like, fuck it, let's just try it. As soon as we walk through the door, this pregnant woman approaches us and she's like, I'm here, I'm hungry, I'm 9 or 8 months pregnant with my child. She has like a kid sitting at the table. Can you pay for our meal? Like, she couldn't even say, can you? She's like, pay for our meal. Like, she was very demanding. And I was just like, what is going on? And I just kept walking, like, looking for the waitress. And they were like kind of huddled in the back. I don't know if they were like afraid of them or something. And because they were the only people in there. So I was just like, what's going on? She's like, what? You don't want to help us? How are you not going to pay for us? I'm pregnant. I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, it's not my problem. There's so many people in LA, let alone the world, that need help. Granted, I can't help you. You're sitting with two men. And I said, well, you're sitting with two men. Why don't they pay for you and your child? And she just looked at me and she goes, well, they're gay. They suck dick. So. And then she walked to her table and she's like, fuck you. Yeah, this is LA. So I'm like, okay. So the waitresses were like, what's going on? What happened? And I told them what happened. And the manager came and he's like, okay, we got to kick him out. So they finally kicked him out. And then there was this other random other girl like charging her phone. She looked like she was with them. She looked all like fucked up and on drugs. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? This place is crazy. It's a diner. Trying to get pancakes. Right? Welcome to DuPar's. But I'm sure that was just random. One of the waitresses said that they came in a big group earlier. And they're like kind of rude to them. And they were the last of the party. I guess they haven't paid, or I don't know what was going on. But they're like gypsies. Yeah, they all look like they were high on something. Opium, or I don't even know, but like even the guys they were with were acting all aloof and wearing little, like those tiny sunglasses. And it was funny. So that was that. We sat down, we ordered pancakes. I just thought since they're like so famous for the pancakes that I would order them, even though I was like kind of craving waffles. The pancakes were fucking the best pancakes I've ever had in my life. I might go back, not sure how soon. Not sure if I'm gonna go back in the middle of the morning either. But I will go back. And bacon was awesome. Egg was good. Like, it's just all around. Like, I think it's a great breakfast place. It is expensive for the OJ. It's hand squeezed or whatever. It's $5. And the side of bacon was five. Like, everything added up really high because it doesn't seem like it's just like a diner. But then everything you order on the side is like five, 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 five. So it gets a little pricey. I didn't realize that. Just a heads up. And then I just noticed that it was just like a cock fest that just like the groups of guys just walked in. I'm like, oh my God, I'm the only girl in here. But these three guys sat down, and one of them was just being a dick, just like walking around, like, why can't we sit outside? Like, I don't know, just being a dumbass. And when they were ordering, he looked at the waitress and he goes, so this is what I want you to do for me. I want you to pick out a slice of pie. I don't care what slice of pie it is, just pick out a slice of pie that you think I might like and bring it to me. And then give me a side of bacon. Seriously? I just fucking looked at him at that point and I was like, who the fuck are these people? I just wanted to slap him across the face so bad and be like, you're wearing Chucks with ankle socks and these fake jean pants and a jean jacket. What are you doing? And then treating her like, I don't know. That was like the weirdest request. Bring me any slice of pie. Like, what if he hated it? Luckily, I checked over to see when she brought it over. I'm like, oh my God, this shit's gonna hit the fan. But he's like, oh my God, I love it. And he liked it. Maybe he's a mama's boy, I don't know. So yeah, it was an interesting night. That was just at the end. Prior to that, I think the restaurant was okay that we went to. Nothing too crazy happened there. And then at the bar, I fell in love with the pink elephant, Delirium. What is it called? Delirium Tremens. I checked into my Beer Untapped app and unlocked all these badges, which is awesome, I guess, because I had checked into the bar, I checked into a new beer, and I just happened to check it into 10 beers that all the founders like, so it was just like, boom. But anyways, back to the beer, whoa, like the name is seriously fit for the beer. I was like, yeah, right, whatever, it's just some beer, I know it's a little strong, but and then I was like, wee, and I don't even, like, I was just having a great time. Good times. But, yeah, that's interesting. I'm gonna try that whole, like, bring me a slice of pie, any fucking pie, I don't fucking care, just bring me a pie that you think I like, right here, and a set of bacon. Like, that is so classic. Try it. Alright, peace.